Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 3. Read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains the following poems: True Loyalty, Playing Robinson Crusoe, My Shadow, and Little White Lily. Part 1. Continued. True Loyalty. True Loyalty and Playing Robinson Crusoe are pleasing stanzas from The Just So Stories of Rudyard Kipling, born 1865. There was never a queen like Balkis, from here to the wide world's end. But Balkis talked to a butterfly, as you would talk to a friend. There was never a king like Solomon, not since the world began. But Solomon talked to a butterfly, as a man would talk to a man. She was queen of Sabaea, and he was Asia's lord. But both of them talked to butterflies when they took their walks abroad. Rudyard Kipling. Playing Robinson Crusoe. Pussy can sit by the fire and sing. Pussy can climb a tree, or play with a silly old cork and string to muse herself, not me. But I like Binky, my dog, because he knows how to behave. So Binky's the same as the first friend was, and I am the man in the cave. Pussy will play Man Friday till it's time to wet her paw, and make her walk on the windowsill, for the footprint Crusoe saw. Then she fluffles her tail and mews, and scratches and won't attend. But Binky will play whatever I choose, and he is my true first friend. Pussy will rub my knees with her head, pretending she loves me hard. But the very minute I go to my bed, Pussy runs out in the yard. And there she stays till the morning light, so I know it is only pretend. But Binky, he snores at my feet all night, and he is my firstest friend. Rudyard Kipling. My Shadow. My Shadow by Robert Louis Stevenson, 1850-1894, is one of the most popular short poems extant. I have taught it to a great many very young boys, and not one has ever tried to evade learning it. Older pupils like it equally well. I have a little shadow that goes in and out with me, and what can be the use of him is more than I can see. He is very, very like me from the heels up to the head, and I see him jump before me when I jump into my bed. The funniest thing about him is the way he likes to grow, not at all like proper children, which is always very slow. For he sometimes shoots up taller like an India rubber ball, and he sometimes gets so little that there's none of him at all. He hasn't got a notion of how children ought to play, and can only make a fool of me in every sort of way. He stays so close beside me, he's a coward, you can see. I'd think shame to stick to Nursie as that shadow sticks to me. One morning, very early, before the sun was up, I rose and found the shining dew on every buttercup. But my lazy little shadow, like an arrant sleepyhead, had stayed at home behind me, and was fast asleep in bed. Robert Louis Stevenson. Little White Lily. This poem, by George MacDonald, born 1828, finds a place in this volume because, as a child, I loved it. It completely filled my heart, and has made every member of the Lily family dear to me. George MacDonald's charming book, At the Back of the North Wind, also was my wonder and delight. Little White Lily sat by a stone, drooping and waiting till the sun shone. Little White Lily, sunshine has fed. Little White Lily is lifting her head. Little White Lily said, "It is good." Little White Lily's clothing and food. Little White Lily dressed like a bride, shining with whiteness, and crowned beside. Little White Lily drooping with pain, waiting and waiting for the wet rain. Little White Lily holdeth her cup. Rain is fast falling and filling it up. Little White Lily said, "Good again, when I am thirsty to have nice rain. Now I am stronger, now I am cool. Heat cannot burn me, my veins are so full." Little White Lily smells very sweet. On her head sunshine, rain at her feet. Thanks to the sunshine, thanks to the rain, little white lily is happy again. George MacDonald. End of section 3. Read by Kara Schallenberg. www.kray.org on October 8th, 2006 in Oceanside, California.